Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci, way out there in the state of Washington. And you can't see us right now, but I am literally in the new headquarters in New Concord, Ohio. I'm in place finally. So it's been, two and a half months of who knows where Tim is doing the show from. It's now New Concord, Ohio. Johnny, you think about this, right? Schooling, and we do the show all the time, and we have different guests. And I thought for this week, though, this point we're at, we need to step in, take some time, talk to one of our best friends, Teacher Joanna, to say 8 to 9 weeks in, wherever we're at, of COVID round number two, whatever this is, what is going on in classrooms? We need to check in, like what's happening in the front lines. We've been doing great shows with great guests talking about, you know, aspirational things, but let's bring it down and say, what's happening? What's going on? Joanna, welcome to Busted Pencils. There's our first question for you. I mean,
give us the update, Joanna. Teacher Joanna in the house. Tell us what's
good. Well, hey, you know what? Thank you so much for having me. And coincidentally, I did start my morning today by talking to my teaching partner and saying, nobody asks us how we're doing. And I can't believe, like, I'm feeling needy. So you guys are filling my need right now of really just being able to talk it out and say that I'm actually not doing that great, which is weird for me. I'm usually always, I don't know. I always still feel joyful and fulfilled, but I just can say honestly that this year has been super, super challenging. And I'm feeling a bit depleted. So there's that. Do you want me to say specifically?
Well, I mean, I appreciate that we're the people that had to ask you how you're doing, but that's kind of sad to think about that. But I've in one way heard that from a lot of teachers, and you know, how are you all doing is not a question being asked of teachers. And knowing you the way we know you, the fact that you just came right out and said I'm not doing well, my goodness, if Joanna's not doing well, what does that say about a lot of other people? But I mean, when you say, I mean, what is it? Is it the kids? Is it the structure? Is it the, I mean, why are you not well?
Yeah, I describe it as overwhelming in a number of ways. One, it just really is overwhelming. What the kids are experiencing. Like, you know, when we were remote, we absolutely, you know, in my opinion, we did have to be remote. And now we're back, and you can just kind of see like just what this, you know, global pandemic has done. And, you know, so I have students who are seniors, but who were in school last when they were in 10th grade. And they're really kind of struggling with the fact that like, oh my gosh, now I'm a senior and you want me to apply for college and we're doing FAFSA and that. So they're overwhelmed, you know, there is just kind of, there's that. It's just overwhelming, kind of the thoughts of too, like, do I catch up? Do I be just, am I just here right now? So the challenge of the students are pretty great. I really am seeing too, like, you know, reestablishing these routines are hard. You know, the straight up mental health issues of anxiety and depression that most of us are experiencing, and having an impact. And then I'm kind of overwhelmed by the demands on myself and my time, and that this was a big change for me as well. Like,
right,
going from like COVID lifestyle, which we all know was slower and not as much interaction and environmental stress, to like really being in that kind of double time, because school's school. And then it really is still like masks and quarantining and health and well, everything's kind of different.
Johnny, I was wondering, you know, it's like this, you and I were talking before the show, this, it's just not normal yet. However, there's a sense, I think, from a lot of others that we should just be normal and get back to normal as fast as we can. And, you know, Johnny, I was just wondering about, like, even you, I mean, how is it, you know, teaching classes? Is it normal right now? You know, how are you doing, my man?
Well, thanks for asking. And Joanna, thanks for sharing too. And having this conversation here today is always a gift, because none of this is normal right now. And I think it is, I think the most helpful thing we might normalize in this is just saying, wow, this is beyond overwhelming. We're showing up and we're putting the best of our abilities to use in classrooms all around the country. And that's in general what teachers are pretty great at.
Yeah.
And so, but these are certainly unprecedented moments, because for the most part, we have a toolbox that's appropriate for the job. And we're always sort of adding new tools and new skills to that. But I would say the last 2 years has taught us that we don't have quite the grasp on the learning needs right now. And we already knew there was some shortcomings and some gaps before, but we had some tools that we thought were appropriate for it. And one of the humbling things, I think, for at least me as an educator right now, is really reflecting on the fact that I'm not at full capacity with my skills. And that's a tough one to take on when you've developed being an expert teacher and you've flown at full speed. And right now we're not flying at full speed. You know, to give an update, we're like most teachers, we have back to in-person. We also have remote learning. And before, we at least had one or the other. And I believe, like Joanna said, I think it was really important that we took care of everyone in our community and that we went remote, even when we know that's not great for everybody. Long run, it's going to save lives. And that was a no-brainer. And now we're in this moment where we can safely be together in some contexts, not everywhere, but also it's not safe for everybody. So to exclude them for education is a big problem. So we're doing both. And for me as a teacher, I was just explaining to some folks earlier, I feel like at best I'm at 70% in both those. My game and in-person is thrown off by I'm looking at a screen in class as well. My game on Zoom, which got really good, is now like not full capacity as a Zoom instructor, because I'm looking at also at people. And so I'm constantly moving between these spaces. And that's a lot of teachers that I'm working with. They're saying half my class is in quarantine. Some get to come in, some are remote, some are in class. And these are like elementary and high school and middle school teachers who are talking about, I've never imagined how to teach this way. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we are building the plane in the air. And
if we ever needed our institutions to be trauma informed and inclusive, like truly, not in ways that we just talk about, this is where it would really be needed, because yes, the institution is so used to just one way, you know. And this is something that I talk about. I have high school students at length where we say, like, right, there's three aspects of trauma. There's the event, which we've all experienced, like the event. But then there's how you personally experience it, which is different for everybody. And then there's the effects of the event, which is also different. And so that's not built into education yet in terms of, you know, how do we meet all of those needs, those domains of social, emotional, physical, and academic? Mm-hmm. And then how is that reflected in our larger institution and how we're measuring success? So that's how I describe it. Like, if ever we needed trauma-informed and inclusive, it'd be like right now. So my hope is like, let's get there. And yet I'm feeling that's a long way off.
I wonder about that too, the way you just said that. It's like, okay, we had the talk about trauma-informed care. I think it was a buzzword in the past, and I don't think people actually were doing it. What you're saying, I think, Joanna, is that, you know what? right now at this moment, it is absolutely necessary to move into this in a way, because, you know, Johnny's not okay, Joanna's not okay, the students, the kids are not okay, but we keep in this system that says, keep going, keep going, keep doing, keep moving, do what's next, do what you're supposed to do. You know, there's a script, there's a role to play here. We all know what our job is. We need you to keep doing it the way you used to do it. The problem with that is that things just aren't the way they used to be. They weren't.
And one of the most unhealthy things is, right, to ignore reality, to ignore what something really is and act as though it's not there. That's really unhealthy.
Oh, man. So I'm just thinking about that. When Johnny, when we get back, Joanna, we get back after the commercial break here. I want to talk about this. So what would trauma-informed care look like and what are the obstacles? Teacher Joanna, Johnny Lupinacci, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, back after the break.